Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I would invite you to hear the writings of the Apostle Paul. He gives instruction in this passage to Timothy, his son in the faith. It's found in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 12. Godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and have pierced themselves with many griefs. But you, man of God, flee from all this and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Following our song, we will consider as many lessons as we can take from this portion of biblical teaching. We hope you will join us for our Bible study today.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up, and he will lift you up.
Shine.
sun.
Never did the apostles say, nor does the Bible say, that making money is evil. Money in and of itself is not good or evil, but how we use it, how attached we may be to earthly wealth, and if it is something that replaces our spiritual values and goals, then it becomes a very serious problem for us. We note in our text that the love of money can be the bedrock of losing one's soul. You may recall that Jesus said, "What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?" Jesus was asked what a very wealthy man could do to inherit eternal life. He was a good man, a godly man. He had lived by and under the commandments of God all of his life, but he knew something was missing. Jesus told this man to sell all that he had and give it away, then come and follow him. Why would Jesus ask such of this man? Because the man's wealth controlled him. It was his treasure. It was the stumbling block between this man and his having eternal life. The apostle is writing to Timothy to warn against the dangers of the pursuit of money in his letter to him. It can lead to hurt and pain in this life, but mostly it can take away the spiritual goals that one must have to live with God in eternity. The apostle places in contrast the attitude of a child of God. I would hope that no one would use this passage to say that only those who are evangelists or preachers of the gospel are bound by this teaching. Paul is writing an evangelist to not bring grief into his life, but the teaching is applicable to every person who is seeking to serve God. Our attitude should be to find contentment in having our personal needs met. I love the illustration that Brother Paul Faulkner used many years ago in his teaching, and it's found in his book, Making Things Right When Things Go Wrong. He was explaining how his elderly mother didn't need too much in her life at the time. He then asked what we need as an infant when we begin this life. Well, we need some holding and some touching and love and care. And like his mother, she didn't need much more than that. She didn't need much of the things of this world. She just needed the same TLC that we need when we come into this world. And then his application was that we seem to be fighting like cats and dogs to get stuff that we don't need coming or going in this life. The Apostle Paul's instructions is that we who serve the Lord Jesus Christ should flee from a pursuit of those things that would take us away from God, including riches. His words were, "Flee from all this." living for God, living the Christian life, living by faith is about spiritual life and the development of a Christ-like nature. To have that nature demands that we be busy in the pursuit of it. So Paul writes to Timothy, and I would hope we are hearing his instruction as if it were directly being written to us. He outlines what will and should occupy the time and attention of a disciple who has stepped out on faith to take hold of eternal life. He writes, and we read it again, "Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith." Obviously, with these things at the center of our lives, it will crowd out earthly goals of seeking wealth. We will be looking forward to life that is beyond the grave. The apostle makes a statement of fact at the first portion of our text. Let me read that again. "We brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it." I know that some believe, and in some cultures, that this is not an accepted truth. People have been buried with various riches. And I think about one of the richest and wisest of men who ever lived on the earth. He wrote about his pursuit of wealth in his time. He left his walk with the Creator, which could have been aided by his desires of earthly things. He wrote about leaving the wealth that he had made behind to someone else, and it troubled him that he would not know how those who followed him would use the wealth after he was gone. Would his heirs be wise in using the things that he had provided for them, or would they be foolish? He knew that he could not take it with him. He grieved over the worthlessness of the things that he possessed. They brought no satisfaction to him. They gave him no real purpose in life. And so the apostle's claim that we bring nothing into the world or take nothing out of it is factual. The pursuit of godliness is great gain when coupled with contentment in this life. Dear listeners, the truth is declared. It is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment. Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. They rest from their labors, and their deeds follow with them. I hope you are among those who have made the good confession of faith and are now fighting the good fight of the faith for the Lord Jesus Christ. And if not, we invite you to consider what you are pursuing.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.